Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the seventh week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm chapter 37, verses 16 through 26. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage remains forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine they have abundance, but the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. The wicked borrows, but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I have been young and am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Faith is the firm foundation upon which I wait for that which I do not see. Hence, I must always have enough. Before faith would ever experience dire need, the angels would come down from heaven and dig bread out of the earth so that a believer with such faith should be fed. Heaven and earth would have to pass away before God allowed such a person to suffer want in clothing or any other necessity. The comforting, powerful words of God's assurances and promises call for such certainty and conviction on our part. But if one took counsel with human reason, one would soon get the reply, "It is not possible. You will have to wait a long time before roast ducks fly into your mouth." Reason sees nothing and grasps nothing. There is nothing there. This was also the reaction of the apostles with their questions, "How can one feed these men with bread here in the desert?" They thought, of course, that it would be quite impossible. Had they seen a big heap of money, butcher stalls, and baker shops ready at hand, they would have found it easy to offer advice and to afford some comfort here. This would have provided them with a good, rational solution to their problems. But when they saw nothing, they could offer no useful advice. They regarded the feeding of these people as an impossibility in the absence of the wherewithal to do this. Let us pray. Your mercy and goodness towards us, Heavenly Father, are unending and beyond all our powers of telling. We praise and thank you for all this goodness, which we experience in body and soul. In the name of Jesus our Savior, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.